The study by the accounting firm PricewaterhouseCoopers points to flaws in a February study paid for by the Potawatomi that predicted a loss of 2,000 Milwaukee jobs and a steep decline in business for the tribe's casino. Menominee Tribal Chairman Michael Chapman says the new study found strong evidence that both tribes could benefit from the Kenosha Casino and produce more jobs for both communities. He says he looks forward to a day when the two tribes, now at odds, can cooperate with each other.
At some point, we would like to look at joint marketing. We totally believe that we can create a synergy between the two facilities. There are countless examples of that. Look at Atlantic City or Las Vegas. Neighboring facilities don't damage one another. They only enhance one another.
But Milwaukee Urban League President Ralph Holman says the new study doesn't change his opposition to the Kenosha Casino. He's still convinced it would siphon off gamblers from Illinois who come to Milwaukee now and create jobs in Kenosha at the expense of inner-city jobs in Milwaukee.
I'm stronger in my resolve to keep our existing jobs and to create new ones, because we have to do something with the staggering unemployment rate in our central city with our African-American men and women.
As for the Potawatomi, tribal spokesperson Ken Walsh says the biggest problem with the Kenosha Casino is that too much of the profits would go out of state to the Menominee's partner tribe in the project, the Mohegan of Connecticut.
The issue is a Connecticut tribe coming to Wisconsin to help build the Kenosha Casino and the millions that will be taken back to Connecticut and leaving Wisconsin if this casino proposal is approved.
The Kenosha Casino is one of four off-reservation casinos in Wisconsin awaiting approval from the federal government. If the Bureau of Indian Affairs approves any of them, they would also need approval from Governor Jim Doyle. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.